Then do you
Okay.
notice me?
So I'll
Go ahead.
this is Gary Dirk. Our chairman is out on medical leave. The vice chair has asked me to run the meeting. And so with that, I will ask the district clerk to please walk us through the agenda. So Mitchell.
Okay. So as the clerk of the WPR Road and Fire District, I hereby call this regular meeting of the board to order at 1:02 on December 27th, 2023 at 36 South State Street, Suite 500, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84111. In compliance with the requirements of Utah's Open and Public Meetings Law, notice of this meeting has been duly posted and published, and this meeting is being recorded, and minutes of the meeting in its entirety are being kept. I would like to recognize all those present on the WPR Road and Fire District Board. We have Gary Dirk, Ed Schultz, also from the WPR Road and Fire District team. We have myself, Mitchell Lee, as District Clerk, Evan Tufts as District Treasurer, Nate Bell as Director of Roads and Utilities. And then on the WPR team, we have Jenny Robinson, the CFO. We also would like to welcome Brent Rose, our district legal counsel. And I believe that's it. And I have not received any inquiries from the public regarding this meeting. So with that, I believe we can hop into the agenda. The first item on the list is the easement between the Road and Fire District and the HOA. Brent, if you could add some color and detail to this, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yes. It's a pretty basic easement. You've all read the document. It's pretty self-explanatory. Unless you want to take time for me to walk through it. If you've all read it, you've all had time to comment on it. It would need to be executed by both the homeowners association and the road and fire district board chair, and then be recorded. And I think that's all I need to say about it.
Okay. So, anybody on the call have any questions about this easement?
Only that if the chair has to execute that, can we designate someone else since he's out on medical leave?
Absolutely. You could just let me just look at it when I just have by name and title, so it could be by you, Ed, as the vice chair.
Perfect.
Or it could
Thank
be
you.
Gary. It could be Gary as board member if we authorized it. In other words, in motion, authorize the execution of the agreement on behalf of the district, and authorize Gary, either one of you, whichever you want to do, to execute it.
Okay. I think the way you have it set up, either one of us can, so that's good. So, with that, I'll make a motion for approval of the WPR Master Association to WPR Utility District easement agreement dated December 27th, 2023.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Excuse me, go ahead.
Any opposed? So for the record, that was Gary and Ed voting in favor and no one opposed.
And note, of course, that your signatures would need to be before a notary.
Understood.
Okay. With the second and last item on the Road and Fire District agenda for today, we have the Infrastructure Acquisition Resolution, number 2023-05. And this is the resolution to acquire certain right-of-ways and bridges from the developer to the Road and Fire District.
Would you like me to just address that briefly?
Yes, please.
Yeah. This resolution basically sets forth the recitals, recognizes that we had an infrastructure acquisition agreement sets forth what the requirements of that acquisition agreement, and then the resolution authorizes you accept the dedication of the infrastructure pursuant to the terms of that infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement, and it authorizes the board to execute and deliver the bill of sale, the easements and rights of way, and the assignment of the equipment warranties. And it doesn't give a deadline for that, but I assume that that should be done as soon as possible. So it would be executed. I have it designated to be signed by the vice chair in recognition of Vance's absence, and then certified by Mitch, the district clerk.
Okay.
So pursuant to this resolution, you'd acquire the facilities identified.
Right. And then attachments to this resolution are the acquisition and reimbursement agreement, which is Exhibit A, the description of completed infrastructure, which is Exhibit B, and the completion agreement, which is Exhibit C, and a whole series of then exhibits that basically document the roadway improvements that are being dedicated and acquired as part of this resolution.
Yes. With one correction, Gary, the Exhibit A is not the agreement. It's the application for acquisition.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay.
Okay. Any questions from board members or others about this agreement? Okay. Hearing none, then I will make a motion that we approve resolution number 202305 of the WPR Road Fire District infrastructure acquisition resolution with the three exhibits A, B, and C, and all the associated documentation of the improvements that are covered by this particular acquisition.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Any discussion by the board? Okay, let's call for the vote. Gary, aye.
Ed Schultz, aye.
Okay. Any opposed? Hearing none, resolution is passed, and we'll get that executed as well. And that one is the vice chair, Ed, so you'll be signing that. So
I'm in the office and can do it anytime.
Great. All right. Are there any other matters in front of the road and fire district, or any other issues that we need to discuss for the road and fire district at this time?
I believe that's it.
Okay, so then I'll move to adjourn the WPR Road and Fire District board meeting of 12/27/2023.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye, Ed Schultz.
Aye, Gary. Okay, meeting adjourned.